Palestinian killed after stabbing attack. We joined on the line by Khalid Amira, Palestinian journalist based in Duran near Hebron, Palestine. Brother Khalid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Khalid, tell us about this latest Palestinian killed in Hebron after alleged stabbing incident.
Well, yes, I think Israel is having a season, so to speak, on the Palestinians during the last few days, specifically since Eid al-Adha. They are just killing people in cold blood without any real justification. The Israelis claim that the victims were trying to stab Israeli soldiers, but such accounts are very dubious, and all observers, all even-handed observers in the occupied territories cast much doubt on Israeli account. In the final analysis, carrying a small knife is not a weapon. It's not a serious weapon. It's not a KA-74 or M-16 or, you know, a machine gun or anything of the sort. These soldiers could easily neutralize the would-be stabbers by shooting them in their foot, in their feet, or, you know, but the Israelis deliberately shoot these people in the chest, in the heart, in the head, to make sure that they are killed instantly. So we are speaking about cold-blooded crimes carried out by Israel against helpless Palestinian victims. Israel is doing this for two reasons. First, because there is no deterrence from the Palestinian Authority, which claims to protect the Palestinians and to shield them against harm. And the second reason is the total absence of accountability at the international arena. The United States, instead of denouncing and condemning these crimes, issues the same idle, the same stale statements, calling on both sides to exercise self-restraint. Yes.
Yes, it is a shame, the response from the international community. A while back, there was a video proof that Israelis were attacking Palestinians and then throwing knives near the bodies and saying they were trying to stab Israelis. Is this still happening?
I didn't hear the question very clearly.
A while back, a short while ago, a couple of months ago, there was a video with proof that Israelis were attacking Palestinians and then throwing knives near the Palestinian bodies and saying that these were Palestinians were trying to attack the Israelis when in fact it was a setup.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. The Israeli army and border police are actually protecting Jewish settlers. Jewish settlers, these are not civilians. These are paramilitary forces. And they attack the Palestinians. And the moment the Palestinians try to defend themselves, the Israeli soldiers, the Israeli army, come in full strength to actually repress the Palestinians and to kill them. Many of the Palestinians killed in the last few days were actually trying to defend themselves against these settlers. There is no real distinction between Jewish settlers and the Israeli army. The two are like Tweedledum and Tweedledee, as they say, in the United States. They're just two sides of the same coin. And unfortunately, much of the world, including the West, the United States, maybe some Western countries as well in Europe, they just take the Israeli account for granted. That's the real problem.
Yes, so we need to look at what is at the core of this, undoubtedly, getting to some of the things that are being unfolding. In terms of the place where you're from, and what is the cause of the latest surge in violence in Hebron itself?
Well, the reason is really a little bit mysterious. The Israelis are just having a season on the Palestinians. And there has been no Palestinian provocation. I think what is happening is a kind of preemptive repression of the Palestinians in advance of the Jewish high holidays. Many Jewish settlers are preparing to make incursions into Al-Aqsa Mosque. And usually these incursions are resisted fiercely by the Palestinians. So the Israeli government and army are trying to so-called teach the Palestinians a harsh lesson even before they think of repulsing Jewish settlers trying to violate the sanctity of Al-Aqsa Mosque.
What is the PA doing to try and bring some peace in the area?
Well, the PA is doing absolutely nothing apart from the usual idle and stale statement denouncing Israeli aggression and calling on the international community to provide protection for the Palestinians. Apart from this, the PA is doing absolutely nothing.
Yes, that is the situation. Everyone's waiting for the international community, and they do not seem to be coming to the party to play their role. Khalid, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for updating our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa
rahmatullahi. That was Khalid Amira speaking to us live from Hebron and giving us an update. And the situation rather dire in terms of the number of lives that are being lost, as we outlined, that these stabbings that do take place, and he clearly said that, you know, the Palestinian boy did have a knife, perhaps, but he could have been neutralized without using such excessive force. But there's no one to keep them to account. There's no one to take them to task for that. And that is the unfortunate reality of the situation. You are listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International.